Some are wrong and some are right. Something we have to fight, and that's why
temptation is all.
Oh, baby, I know
temptation is all.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, it is. We may never intend to do wrong, oh, with all the things going on. Just when you think you're doing all right, some new fear in your eyes, and that's why
temptation is so hard.
Oh, baby,
temptation is so hard.
Hey, yeah.
Thank you for tuning in to Entry Level Hipster Garbage, Season 4, a new... We need a Star Wars pun. A new slope. Intercept. Just kidding, it's still MX plus B. We are back with our new time slot. We decided we could not stick with the early morning hours. Decided to bring you guys home to realize about hours instead.
Last semester we were waking you up, and this semester we're going to be tucking you guys in. Tucking you guys in for the night.
With the late night sad boy jams. We are your hosts.
Happy Thursday, Zane.
Happy Thursday. Oh, yeah, it is. Double cheeked.
Yeah, 2.5 minutes of Thursday.
We are your hosts. I'm Zane.
I'm Owen.
We are starting you off with a little bit of the classics, just to kind of set the mood. That was George McGregor and the Bronzettes with Temptation is Hard to Fight. Mm. But longtime listeners will know that is not our usual style. So, you know, you're in for... a little change of pace. I think Owen is going to start us off with something.
I'd love to.
In the next minute. And if you guys are listening, feel free to call in, talk trash, request music, you know, give a hot take. We love to talk Boston sports. Having a rough week on that front. We'll get to that.
Do we have to?
We talk sports. We talk politics. We talk music. We talk movies. We talk YouTube recipes.
We do talk YouTube recipes.
If you guys have a preference, a favorite channel, let us know, because we're always looking for new recipes.
855-915-WMFO.
That's 855-915-9636. And you are listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford,
Massachusetts.
Owen, are we all queued up?
I think so.
All right, folks, stay tuned. We'll see you in a minute. Owen's blowing it, folks.
Save the games for the girls on the tennis court. Say her name even though.
welcome back to Entry Level Hipster Garbage Season 4 on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. You guys just heard Yikes, parentheses, Daddy Wants Wings by close friend of the program, Mom Jeans. What can you tell us about Mom Jeans?
Zane? Well, as Ona and I were just saying, well, I was going over how I would probably guess that that song, Daddy Wants Wings, it was probably my number one listened to song from first semester.
No doubt.
Just because I'm always craving new Mom Jeans. And I mean, all there was that and the redone version of Vape Nash, which was
which
good.
Is awesome.
But yeah. It was dope, but like, sometimes Daddy just wants wings, you know?
That's fact.
And we also played it, considering that we are actually headed to see Mom Jeans for our third time this weekend. Oh, we're getting a call. Whoever's calling in, we'll pick up in a minute. But just call us back during a song.
Yeah.
Because you know we can't just throw people on the airwaves.
You need a pass.
Yeah, exactly. We gotta talk it through first. But anyway, where are we seeing them this weekend?
The Sinclair.
Sinclair, and they're playing with Tiny Moving Parts, who I think we're gonna treat you to some of tonight. Owen is of course less enthusiastic than I am about Tiny Moving Parts. Seeing as they're a little screamy.
I like sad music, but they're actually like you're sitting in the crowd and you're like, man, I really feel not good about.
Well, there's sad now. Like we play a lot of sad. That's like
ironic.
Like I'm crying because I'm sad. This is like I'm crying because I'm like furiously sad, which is exactly how I'm trying to be.
Today marks, I think, the third season in a row where we've had someone text in and ask for some Migos. We're not going to play Migos. We just aren't going
to
play them.
We've made it very clear. We venture into hip-hop under one condition only, and that's to play God's Plan by Drake. which I can...
First off, call in, please, 855-915-WMFO, and tell us how many times you've seen the caption, I only love my bed and my mama, I'm sorry, on Instagram so far since that song dropped.
Alternative option is Imagine If I Never Met the Broskies.
Or if you're from Weston, Massachusetts, I finessed down Weston Road.
Honestly, you gotta respect the hometown. Turn Drake, the 02 to the 03.
Dog. I don't know how in tune you are with Drake's happenstances, but he just went to the University of Miami.
Yeah, I saw that on one of my friend's Snapchat stories.
Yeah, I know.
He was like standing right there and
just chilling. Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like for Drake, having a bunch of U Miami students like yeeting in the background of your music video is not that much clout.
I will say, like, I actually liked seeing that because I always told people, like, if I was a celebrity, I'd be going random places and just, like, basking in my fame. Like, I'm surprised that celebrities... And I'd be going to, like universities, supermarkets, like, games. I'd go to so many sports games.
I would come to Studio A on Tufts University campus.
So I'm glad Drake did that.
I am too, but I feel like that's below, like, imagine what cool venues does Drake have to be filming his music videos, and
imagine if I never met the broskies.
He's just, I don't know, he's probably with some, like, frat boys at New Miami, yeah, and they're, like, Drake's all going off, like, I saw, like, the Instagram where they're all, like, didn't say no, you love me, but, I don't know, come on, Drake. Drake should be filming his music videos in, like, high-profile nightclubs.
Nah, I think this sells more, I don't know.
I don't know. Okay, so who's coming to Tufts? If a rapper came to Tufts, who would it be?
Hoodie Allen. Childish Gambino.
Waylon's own Sammy Adams, perhaps. I mean, if we're talking about the greats.
I remember when we were in, I think, 9th or 10th grade, and any of my friends from my high school that are listening, is Sammy Adams came. We were in, like, 9th or 10th grade, and it was, like...
Came to what?
Like, just came to Boston, like, did a show in
Boston. He's from Boston.
Yeah,
that's,
I know,
like,
that's
given.
The thing, is it was, like, pretty unremarkable, but I think people were at that age where you're starting to, like, I don't know, like, go out and, like, do stuff, and it was, like, people were traveling to, like, Mecca to go see Sammy Adams play. Like,
the holy pilgrimage.
Yeah. And it was, like, everyone was, like, when I say everyone, I mean everybody from the ISL.
No, I think there were a lot of Western
maybe
people, too.
Maybe I'm giving a little too much information about myself on air, but... anyways, Sammy Adams, classic.
Not exactly.
Mike Studd, you know him?
No.
He was literally Sammy Adams light.
Where's he from?
I think he's from Massachusetts.
Oh yeah, I thought you were gonna say he's like, like, he's from like
pick a suburb.
Yeah, like
suburb.
Lincoln.
Like, probably pretty close.
Okay, we can come at you guys with a little more music because we got a lot to go through and we've been talking for a thick minute.
Sure, yeah.
So you got something for us?
I do, something new.
All right, enjoy.
Outside for the first time in a long time. Lose yourself, sink into the sunlight. It's been a while since you felt right, but the warm nights are coming soon and you'll be just fine. You'll be just fine.
The caution tape wrapped around my brain. more caffeine in my bloodstream. You are the energy hidden in between two muscles.
Nice, Ron.
I sneezed. Oh, I'm not allowed to sneeze.
Thank you. I feel fine when the stars align. I feel fine when my body's warm. You feel fine fucking all the time. It fucking feels cold. I feel fine when I'm walking home. The cold waits till I get inside. But I can't tell the difference. I hate you for this. It feels like yesterday you were closing up my blinds. You didn't want the world to see you in my bed. It's sleeping past morning. It's hard enough. When it's hard to breathe, you collect. When I watch the time, when you're on my mind, you collect. When I see your name, when I blame the pain, you collect. You collect.
Two bros chilling in the hot tub, 5 feet apart, cause they're not gay.
I guess what it wants, I guess. of young Americans can't locate economic powers like Japan and India. 20% can't even find the Pacific Ocean. Without geography, our children aren't ready for the world. Geography is everywhere. It's incredible creatures. Rhythm. Fashion. Flavor. It's economics. And politics. It's change. Understanding connections between people and places is critical in the 21st century. That's why we created MyWonderfulWorld.org to give our kids the power of global knowledge. Go to MyWonderfulWorld.org for your free parent and teacher action kits. Because kids who understand our world today can succeed in it tomorrow.
Replaced with a treadmill now. feet, locked up in some house in New Jersey. Now money's not a problem, but in 20 years it seems you've forgotten Malibu.
All right, welcome back to Entry Level Hipster Garbage, just to catch you up on the music we've been playing. After Mom Jeans, you heard Movements with Daylily, new band on the show that Owen just showed me that I'm really excited about. After that was Free Throw, one of our longtime favorite bands, with Randy, I Am the Liquor. Feed Me Jack with Da 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 Da. I Kill Giants with Collector. Car Seat Headrest with a new version of Nervous Young and Humans, off the song off Twin Fantasy, which Owen and I were talking about recently. They took off Spotify, which kind of sucks for us because everyone knows that we use Spotify to play the music on the show.
Yeah.
So, so, but I guess this new version is like live versions, and it sounds good. But we're also, or I don't know, we can talk about what we were just saying. But after that was Just Friends, one of our favorites, with Paint, and then Coin with Malibu 1992, kind of a beach house sounding band.
I love that song.
That was a cool song. Yeah. Listen to that band.
That song gets me all up in my feels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But what we were saying about the car seat headrest thing is, like, it's not really what we liked about car seat headrest in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, he pretty much built his brand on having really lo-fi, like, almost, like, bare-bones type production, and then it's just sort of, like, the overproduced. You can hear it in the, like, I'm not a music expert by any means, but I feel like you can hear it in, like, the drums almost, where it sounds like it's, like, that super overproduced, like, studio kind of sound.
Is it a drum machine? I wasn't really listening.
Yeah, I mean, that's my guess.
As opposed to a live drum set? Because, he's definitely been always, like, all live instruments.
Yeah, so we were talking, I don't know if we'll get around to it, but I have the new single by Lord Huron on here, who we really have liked for a long time, called Ancient Names Part 1. There's also Part 2. But it has that same sort, it's a good song, it just has that same sort of, like, overproduced kind of sound.
Which sucks, because Lord Huron was, like, the go-to, like, road trip.
Yeah, well, it's the other thing is, like, it's so weird that this is happening to these specific bands, because it's like, Lord Huron was strumming his guitar and singing.
Who in Lord Huron's fan base
Magic Mountain
wanted that? Like, yeah,
I mean, I'm all for, like, artistic, like, expansion.
No, yeah, I don't want to hear the same album four times in a row.
Right.
But that's, I don't know. You see them make those moves, and it's like, yeah, you can't be surprised when, like, your fans are kind of disappointed.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's like, I don't know. So yeah, not a huge fan of that, but they're still both good songs, but yeah, I don't know.
What else are we gonna have? Oh yeah, the Pats.
Go Celtics.
Yeah. Basketball season it is, I guess.
600 yards of offense, was it?
Yeah, oh my god, don't even get me started on the defense.
Yeah, it was ugly.
It's really outrageous.
Did you see the McDaniels stuff?
So McDaniels is staying, right?
Yeah,
he said he was going to the Colts and he's just not.
Yeah.
Run off on the plug twice.
That means one of two things, which it's either, like, Bob Kraft gave him the, like, wink, wink, nudge, nudge that he's going to be the head coach after Belichick leaves, or, like, my guess is, like, Andrew Luck has to be, like, pretty much, like, not able to play football anymore at all, because that's the only reason.
I can't believe Andrew Luck is still the quarterback. That's outrageous.
Well, not really.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing that I wouldn't even be surprised if he's like, I just can't play football anymore.
But we lost Patricia for real, right?
Yeah, he's on the Lions now. They just announced it.
I don't know, good for him. I love Matt Patricia.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see what they do.
He did a lot with little, this season, especially the fact that like our like the 24th ranked defense made it to the Super Bowl was just
yeah, and especially like in the Super Bowl, like, you can't be like Patricia blow that game. It's like Nick Foles just played unbelievably. You know what I mean, like no, we weren't gonna stop.
I mean, yeah, Nick Foles played well, but the D-backs benching. Okay, how do you feel about benching Butler?
It's hard to speak about that because like I don't think we have all the details, but I just think it's like well the biggest issue, especially with Blunt getting those huge carries, was that we weren't tackling. And who's the best tackler on our team?
Mm-hmm.
Malcolm Butler. You know what I mean? Like
that's the thing is like who am I to question Belichick's decision?
Right.
Because he came out and said like we have to do it just the team, and like that's all he needs to say to get me on board.
Yeah, I mean I'm not an NFL coach, and I'm not gonna pretend to be one, but it was just weird. Like, and you tell him right before the game too, and it's just like
we heard what he said about it. He was like, yeah, they gave up on me. It's like a bummer.
Yeah, yeah.
And so this is a guy who already like didn't really want to stay on the Pats, so like who knows how long he's gonna be there.
I mean, he's a Boston legend like through and through, like, and he will be
forever. Yeah, he's earned his,
but I just think the whole thing was like it's just one of those things where you're just like this is weird, and sports like journalism and talk shows are gonna be talking about this like ad nauseum for weeks, and it's just gonna be one of those things where it's like we might just never really know like what actually went down, you know, like if it was a personnel decision or if it was like because a report came out about him like missing curfew and having like some sort of like illicit substances, and so then he came out and was like that's not true, and I sort of tend to believe the player and not like the media source that like,
you think he'd own it if it or like at least he wouldn't say anything.
I don't
think
he'd come out and say I didn't do it. Like if he said like I made some mistakes, then you sort of start believing that those sort of things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like if he missed curfew or was getting in trouble or whatever. But I think if he comes out and says like this exact report from this person is not true, then I think you sort of have to lean the player's way. You know what I mean? I don't think you just come out and say that.
Yeah, I'd like to get that, but I don't know. I'm always gonna give Belichick the benefit of the doubt and trust him on it.
Yeah,
it's just a bummer.
Yeah,
and so you look at it, and it's like, wow, I really feel like if Malcolm Butler were on the field, we would be like Super Bowl champs right now.
And it is just a brief NBA update. It is February 8th, and the Cleveland Cavaliers are not dead. We thought they were dead. They're not dead. They won today with a last second buzzer beater from LeBron and OT. So now they're only like 8 games behind the Celtics.
And yeah, and the Celtics are second.
We are first by a very slim margin.
Okay.
We just lost to the Raptors, and then we have to play like the Pacers and the Pistons and the other good team in the East that I'm totally blank. And the Cavs, actually. We play them at the end of the end of the week. So,
that'll be hype.
We have a brutal 4-game stretch right now. I'm sorry, I keep going on about this. The Raptors are 22-4 at home. They've only lost 4 times all season at home. That's crazy.
Yeah, but the Pats had never lost to a team in the playoffs. Like they were 15-0 against teams they hadn't lost to in the playoffs.
3-0 wearing the white jerseys or whatever it was. Yeah. It seems like we had everything on our side.
Everything that didn't actually matter. Where are the Cavs playing? Celtics.
That might be the away game. I think the home game was right before we came back from school.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, we'll look that up while we get back to some more music.
Oh, we play the Wizards, too. That's the game I was thinking of.
That'll be kind of hype.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. We got some more music we can go with. We've been spicing it up at the Vines.
Oh, it's actually a home game against the Cavs.
Oh, that's kind of hype.
Yeah, Sunday afternoon.
Gotta talk to Riaz about the tickets. Okay, we'll get back to the music. Y'all stay tuned.
Cam and Colin, run in here and come get y'all jewels. Shit.
Thank you. What the fuck, Richard?
I'm every person that you've ever ignored. I am the flaming bag of dog shit on your porch. Used to think I was a savior, a part of a cause. Now see, I am nothing, no nothing at all.
Welcome back to Entry Level Hipster Garbage. It's 12:57. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. And you're listening to the song Alaska by Maggie Rogers, playing you guys out with a nice little soothing one to end the night if you're still listening.
Yeah, we got some variety on the show tonight after the Malibu 1992, which was really cool. We heard High Sun, which is one of the bands I played a lot last semester, with Wash Me Clean, followed by Sprainer, to listener request from a friend of the program who finally decided to request some half-decent music for once. The song Applebee's Bar turned out to be an absolute slapper.
Sounds really good.
Much appreciated. Definitely will be checking them out. And then lastly, here's the Maggie Rogers song, which is a personal pick of Owen's. So we are on our way out. We will be back here next week and just about every week this semester.
Yep.
And we look forward to...
Start your Thursdays off right.
Exactly. And your Wednesdays and start your
Thursdays. And your Wednesdays and start your Thursdays off right.
That's how to be. Anything else?
Love you guys.
Come get y'all juice.